creating the master schedule. The master schedule shows when products will be available and serves as the basis for promising orders to customers. Here we address how to create a time-phased master scheduling grid, determining supply and demand relationships over time, including how to calculate the projected available balance and MPS under simple conditions. Time-phased master scheduling grid. The master scheduling process begins with the creation of the master scheduling grid, or time-phased master scheduling grid. The master schedule format is a time-phased grid format that looks similar to a spreadsheet. As time progresses, the master production schedule is regularly recalculated and revised to align with any modifications. The master production schedule requires a rolling schedule that continually updates. As a result, it reflects both current conditions and actual customer orders during each period. Exhibit 4-47 displays a master scheduling grid that was created using a 13-week rolling planning horizon. Only the first 6 weeks are shown in the simplified version. Exhibit 4-47. Sample master scheduling grid. Below is an overview of the items contained in this MPS grid. Beginning, inventory. The number of the item that the organization currently has available, less any allocations. Safety stock. The minimum inventory level. Lot size. The rules that are in place for the volume slash size of a production run. Constrained demand. The constrained demand is demand derived from the S&OP production plan that was disaggregated from total family demand to item-level demand using the item-level forecast. Sales 1009 and other inputs and processes discussed elsewhere. Customer orders. The real customer orders from sales. Projected available balance, PIB. The forecasted inventory on hand. Master production schedule. The output of actual production. Not when production begins. If the organization has positive inventory above the safety stock level, the MPS production quantity is zero. The MPS quantity is based on the lot size. The inputs into the master schedule are the constrained demand, the actual customer orders, and the planning data. The outputs from the master schedule include the MPS, which is the anticipated build schedule for end items in the appropriate lot size quantities. PIB and MPS calculations. Assume that the door manufacturer uses a make-to-stock chase production strategy for a set of items and produces these items in lots of 100, an amount that can be produced in an average week. Assume a uniform week length for simplicity. The beginning inventory is 70 units, which is also shown in Exhibit 4-48 in Week 0 in the projected available balance line. Since this is a chase schedule, production does not need to be uniform in each week. Organizations might achieve more level production by scheduling production for other items in the weeks when these items are not being produced. Exhibit 4-48. Partially completed master schedule. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines projected available balance, PIB, as an inventory balance projected into the future. It is the running sum of on-hand inventory minus requirements plus scheduled receipts and planned orders. SIN. Projected available inventory. C. Balance. Use the following calculation to determine the PIB for each week. The beginning PIB in the first week is the beginning or opening inventory, as shown in the calculation. If inventory can be used to cover the entire planning horizon, then no production will be scheduled for this item. At any point where the PIB would be negative, such as for week two above, the master production schedule line is used to schedule supply. The formula calls the MPS line a scheduled MPS receipt, because production may need to be started earlier. This is the due date when it should be ready. Exhibit 4-49 shows how this master schedule would be completed. Exhibit 4-49. Completed master schedule. Note that there are no negative PIBs in the completed schedule. The PIB for week 2 is now calculated to include the MPS of 100 units. In week 3, the PIB is. A scheduled MPS receipt is again needed to keep the PIB from being negative. Week 4, however, can be fulfilled using existing inventory, so it doesn't need any MPS production, even though it reduces the inventory to zero. This example uses a safety stock level of zero. When organizations use safety stock, the MPS would instead be triggered whenever the PIB would go below the safety stock level. At this point, the master schedule is still considered preliminary, as it has yet to be checked against capacity. Prior to this capacity check, the master schedules for related end items need to be aggregated.